Dictation for Patrick Warner, WARNER, March 1965, addressed as a letter to Michael Deaton, D as in David, EATON, Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Dr. Deaton, consultation for Mr. Warner, abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, he is post left-sided nephrectomy for renal cancer. This was done at Traverse City Manson Hospital. There has been a change of creatinine as expected, increased events of gout, used to be localized lower extremities, now including upper extremity joints. He has chronic back pain from prior lumbar surgery, but denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. He has chronic nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness of blood in the urine, denies incontinence. Weight, appetite, stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. He's been complaining of feeling weak, tired, fatigue, maybe some degree of dizziness or activity, some dizziness on standing, no syncopal episode or falling. He was evaluated a few weeks after surgery in the emergency room back in May at Clare, C-L-A-R-E, with symptoms of weakness, fatigue. Also complaining of weight loss. No associated chest pain palpitations. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, chronic back pain, and back surgery. Complications of knee scope procedure with deep vein thrombosis. Apparently no pulmonary emboli. He did receive anticoagulation for about 6 months. This is 2010. Minor workup, including factor 5 Leiden, was negative. He denies heart problems, TIAs or a stroke or seizures. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease, anemia, blood transfusion. He has gout. Next paragraph, surgeries including the left nephrectomy, right side the knee scope, left side the knee scope 2 times, left sided Achilles tendon repair, inguinal hernia repair, tonsils adenoids, injury at the military, eventually L4, L5 disc surgery. Next paragraph, he reports side effects to Zantac. Next paragraph. Denies prison smoking alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph. Medications at home include Flomax, allopurinol, which is a new medication just within the last few weeks. Some supplements including TART, T-A-R-T, cherry, and curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, his weight 275, he's 74 inches tall. Blood pressure, right sided was 120/76, left sided 118/82. Immediately standing 120/80, 110/80, and 130/80. He appears anxious but not respiratory distress. I don't see any focal deficits. No gross facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise JVD, no RAL Wiese consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no lumbar tenderness. I don't see major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph. Baseline creatinine before surgery was 1.0. In the emergency room, May 1.93, July 1.88, representing a GFR of 41. Normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. Back in May, urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no cells, no bacteria, no white blood cells. In the emergency room in May, urine and blood cultures were negative. Next paragraph, he's getting active treatment, injections on the right elbow, joint and bursa. Next paragraph, before nephrectomy, there was a CT scan urogram from March. The right kidney, which is the one he has, was considered normal. Bladder without stones. No lesions. The left kidney with the 6.5 mass, it was considered solid. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left-sided nephrectomy, renal cancer. I'm going to obtain the discharge summary from Manson Hospital at Traverse City and pathology report. He mentioned that adrenal gland was removed at that time. Next number, chronic kidney disease, post-nephrectomy, appears stabilizing, stage 3B. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. There was minor hyperkalemia. Otherwise, urine analysis and other chemistries are completely normal. Next number, he's having exacerbation of gout attack. I don't see a recent uric acid. We discussed about avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. You just started allopurinol, so far tolerating without side effects. Our goal, uric acid will be less than 6. Next number, he has symptoms that are not explained by present kidney level of function. The fatigue, the dizziness, the lightheadedness, blood pressure on physical exam, there was briefly a drop. It did not reach significance, as it was less than 20 points systolic drop and with rapid recovery. Given his removal of the adrenal gland, morbid obesity, age, prior history of the vein thrombosis, alternative workup needs to be obtained, as he is at risk for silent coronary artery disease, at risk for at risk for thromboembolic episodes, and of course, we need to rule out any potential adrenal insufficiency. We will do some appropriate cortisol testing. He might need by your service to explore further echocardiogram for any EKG for any potential silent coronary events. All issues were discussed at length with the patient. He is willing to proceed. End of dictation.